We live in a world where it's known by everyone that whenever you do something, you not only do it practically, but you need to know the theory beforehand as well. Take, for example, driving a car. You need to learn the theory about how to drive a car. And in many countries of the world, you have to take a test as well. You have to pass the theory test and then the practical test. So there's two elements. Similarly, when you go to college, university, and you want to become a doctor or any other profession you want to join, then you must take tests before it, assignments, theory work, and then they allow you to practically enter that field and do that job. Now, without comparison, Islam has obligated many things upon us. Salah, for example, giving zakat, performing hajj, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Now, imagine a person, he reaches Ramadan, he knows that he must fast, but he hasn't learned the masail, the rulings of fasting. He doesn't know what invalidates the fast. He doesn't know what causes a kafara to be binding upon him, expiation. He doesn't know the rules of fasting. Then there's every chance he might fall into something, invalidate his fast, cause a kafara to be wajib upon himself, and yet he doesn't realize. Why? Because he hasn't learned the theory. So just like in the world, you won't be able to drive a car legally if you haven't passed the theory test. Similarly, you can't go into any job or role without having certain credentials, qualifications beforehand. Then how is your ibadah going to be accepted? And ibadah is greater than any other thing. This is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person putting himself through toil, difficulty, hardship, and then in the end, because he did it wrong, he doesn't receive the reward for it. Not only does he not receive the reward for it, but he's punished for it. So it's wise, important to learn about the worships in Islam. These acts that we carry out, we need to learn the theory. Salah, Hajj, Zakat, Sawm, learn about them. And that's when you will gain the most from these ibadat, inshallah, and they will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.